The seal of the day today is surrendering in submission to God, the teachings of Islam. So I'm going to start in the section in Tho, readings, the Quran, and this particular tablet, tablet 13, is surrendering. Like many other words in spirituality, surrendering has been misunderstood. Many people say they are surrendered to the will of God, so they do not have to be worried about anything. As long as they are surrendered, everything will be all right. This interpretation of surrendering will lead to escapism, and is no better than believing that this world is illusion or in an all-powerful Messiah who will do it all for us instead of God. God created intelligence, the brain, hands, feet, body, eyes, and all the necessary faculties for man so that he is independent and able to manage his own life. Man should use this perfect body to progress in all aspects of life and fight vigorously to overcome all opposing forces. So God does not love those who escape from life. However, God created this universe for a great purpose, to bring all to perfection. In doing so, each individual should purify the self and overcome his lower nature, establishment of the kingdom of heaven within. Also, he should help others to understand the goal of life and guide them toward it, and participate in establishing an environment that enables all to progress and reach the goal, establishing the kingdom of heaven without. To be submissive to this plan and to the laws necessary in order to carry on the plan is surrendering, not escapism. Also, surrendering means to do our best to do His will, establishing the kingdom of heaven within and without, and then give the result of our actions to Him, not to be attached to the result. Greater than surrendering is submission, which is to let Him do the work through us, and we become a channel for His divine actions. In this case, no I will be left, so no reaction of our actions remains, because all is He, even the doer. All is done by His grace. Sarah, the cow, Ah, the Kara. The essential meaning of Islam being surrendered or submissive to the Lord. No, but whosoever submits himself to the will of God and does good, for him is reward from his Lord. They shall have no fear, nor shall they grieve. Verse 112. The highest spiritual achievement is to be surrendered or submissive, submits himself to the plan, creates a good environment, does good of the Lord. With this, the whole universe will be able to progress and achieve pure consciousness. By this achievement, they shall have no fear, because fear comes to those who are materialistic-minded and are attached to this external world. Also, nor shall they grieve, because grief is for those who do not know God and the spiritual world, the ignorant. They are bound to this manifested world. Sarah, the family of Imran, Ali Imran. O those who believe, be aware of your duty to God and be mindful of it, so you would not die, but as one completely submissive to Him. 102. Islam comes from the word taslim. Taslim means to be surrendered. Islam means those who have surrendered or are submissive to God. Therefore, believers are those who have surrendered themselves to God. So, it is only necessary to be submissive to be called a Muslim. Also, the moment of death is very important to man. In that moment, if he has been a true devotee of God, he will remember him, and this will be a sign of his mindfulness about God. Therefore, he will go to a higher level of consciousness, heaven, or will be born in such a state. That is why man should engage himself in activities directed to God, so at the moment of death, he dies as one submitted to God. Sarah, women on Nisa. Whose religion is better than he who submits his will to God while doing good and follows the tradition of Abraham, the upright? God took Abraham as a friend. 125. The best religion is one in which you are surrendered and submissive to the purpose of the Lord, while at the same time are helping others to reach their goal. What was the tradition of Abraham? He was submitted to the will of the Lord. So being submitted is the greatest achievement for a spiritualist. However, submission does not mean escapism. That is submission from ignorance. Be submissive to the Lord's purpose. Do the action, but know that it is He who is using you as a channel, and He is the true doer, not you. Direct these actions toward establishing the kingdom of heaven on earth and within. Sarah Lugman, the greatest achievement in the spiritual path is being submissive, surrendered to the Father's plan while doing good. Whoever submits to God completely and does good, he has truly grasped a firm handhold. 22. And I'm going to continue on in the next tablet to some symbols corresponding to those used in the Bible. Tablet 14. God has communicated with humans through many symbols, languages, in order to understand His spiritual messages. We should be familiar with these symbols. In the Bible and Quran, these symbols are the same. The last book of the Bible, the Revelation, is full of these symbols. Understanding them in the Revelation will greatly help in understanding the rest of the Bible, and also the Quran. Read Revelation of the Revelation. Here are some symbols and their correspondence to those in the Bible. There can be more, however. These symbols have not been understood so far, but with these revelations, they can now be described. Sarah, the heights, Al Araf. You know them by their marks, corresponds to those who receive a mark in the Revelation, chapter 13. The occupants of the heights, highly developed spiritual souls, call out to men who are known by their marks. Your multitude availed you not, nor did your pride. Verse 48. The mark is that pride of material possession or greed. Sarah the bee, on Nal. All creation praises and prays to the Lord, corresponding to the symbol of the four beasts and 24 elders in the Bible, Revelation 5:14. Whatsoever is in the heavens and whatsoever living creature is in the earth, and the angels, all creative elements, submit themselves humbly to God, and they act not proudly. Verse 49. Sarah Iron Al-Hadid. All things praise the Lord. Whatsoever is in the heavens and in the earth glorifies God. Verse 1. Sarah Exile Al-Hashir. Whatsoever is in the heavens and whatsoever is in the earth glorifies God. He is mighty, wise. Verse 1. Sarah Ornaments of Gold Az-Zukhruf. Love of many will wax cold. Matthew 24:12. Friends will be foes that day, save the righteous ones. Verse 67. Sarah the Event, Al-Waqi'ah. Earthquake. symbolizes a change of social orders and old setups when the earth is violently shaken, verse 4. Mountains and hills are symbols of the great people who could be leaned on by others. They will lose their strength in this tribulation. Sarah, the event, Ah, Wakia. And the mountains fall and become as powdered, scattered dust they become. Verses 5 and 6. Sarah, the emissaries, Ah, Mersalot. And when the mountains are blown away, verse 10. Sarah, the overthrowing, Ah, Takwir, and the mountains are moved, verse 3. Star is used as a symbol for referring to the children and also to those worthy people who will help the leaders of society carry out the tasks. Sarah, the emissaries, Ah, Mersalot, when the stars are dimmed, verse 8. In the last days, many people will reach higher consciousness and assume the leadership of humanity. Before it happens, the stars, the children, and the families will become rebellious, and it will be hard to find honest, worthy people. Sarah, the overthrowing, Ah, Takwir, and the stars are no more, verse 2. In the last days, the children and obedient people in society will be disobedient. Sky or heaven refers to the heavenly social orders. In the last days, old social orders will be shaken. Sarah, the emissaries, Ah, Mersalot, when the sky is rent asunder, verse 9. Sarah, the overthrowing, Ah, Takwir, when the sky is no more, verse 11. Sun is the symbol of the father of the family and also the great and honored leaders in society. In the last days, a true father or leader will be rarely found. Also, it is a symbol of the highest spiritual knowledge. So in the last days, true spiritual knowledge will be lost. Sarah, the overthrowing, Ah, Takwir, and when the sun is taken away, verse 1. The morning star refers to the sun. The sun is the only star that rises in the morning. It is a symbol of the highest realization of spiritual life, being completely submissive and surrendered to the will of the Lord, which is to establish the kingdom of heaven on earth. Only these people can be the real fathers and leaders on earth. That is why the sun is also a symbol for great leaders in society and the father of the family. Sarah, the morning star, Ah, Tariq. In the Bible, Revelation 2:28, this same morning star is given to those who completely understand the teaching of the fourth church, which is Islam. Its name, as its name expresses, the spirit of the teaching of Islam is to be completely surrendered and submissive to the plan of the Lord, which is to bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. By the witness of the heaven and the morning star, verse 1. Sarah the Most High, Allah, corresponding to Revelation 9:6, and in those days shall men seek death and shall not find it. He will therein neither die nor live, verse 13. These verses above also refer to the last days when the whole world will be destroyed. Only those who have reached pure consciousness will escape the destruction. And at this point, I'm going to go ahead and switch over and go to Essays 2, Tablet 12. And the essay is titled, Some Points in Islam. Some points in Islam. Islam comes from the word taslim, which means to be surrendered and or submissive to Him. To be surrendered means to do the best we can, or to do His will and surrender the result to Him. Because His will is not clear to everyone in any moment, His overall plan and will is revealed in the greatest sign. So we try to do our best to do His will, and then, if God wills, inshallah, the action we do will give a great result. But there should be no attachment to the result. There are three principles which are accepted by all Muslims as the basic principles of Islam. They are 1. Tawheed, one God. 2. Nabuwwat, acceptance of prophets sent by God. 3. Mu'ad, day of judgment. Some light will be shed on the meaning of these principles with the following explanations. Tawheed. In its lower meaning, Tawheed means that there is only one God. But it comes from the word Vahdat or Vahid, which means to become one or one. So its greater meaning is that He is everything and all is God. However, this greater meaning is not understood by many. This is a great truth in spiritual understanding, because if He is everything, then each unit consciousness is a part of Him. So the illusion of separation will vanish. Even accepting the first meaning, as there is only one invisible God in the universe, formless, nameless, etc., can unify humanity, because anything else, anything besides the invisible God accepted, will divide humans on earth. Even if God Himself comes to the earth and calls Himself by a name, the result would be a division between people. Those who followed Him would use the name He was given on earth, and those who followed an invisible God would not use that name, or other people would follow the same God with a different name. So the division would start. It is not the will of God to divide humanity from Himself, but He wants to see all come back to unity with Him and be unified. Through the virtue of this unifying aspect of the invisible God, Allah, Prophet Muhammad unified Arabs and created the kingdom of heaven on earth for a short period of time in a small part of the world. Only He, the Nameless, unifies. Any other thing divides. That is why in His Ten Commandments to the Hebrews, God emphasized that they should not have any other gods besides Him, and they should not make any image or anything as their object of worship, not even pictures or names. The reason is very clear. It is true that He is everything, and if you look at anything, He is there also. But this apparent division, which is relative, will bring disunity to humanity, especially to those who cannot see the unity between the seen and unseen. Therefore, Tawheed should be followed by everyone in order to bring the unity to all. The other names and images all should be forgotten and thrown away. There is only one God, the rest are dogmas. Nabuwwat. This means acceptance of the prophets and messengers from God as those who have been chosen to bring messages of the Lord to humanity. These prophets should not be taken as God Himself, but as His messengers. although they are in complete tune with the Lord, and might even be the Father himself, accepting them as the Lord God will again result in disunity. Indeed, the prophet himself or his miracles are not important, but his teachings are what is important. The teachings are surely from God, regardless of whether the prophet was the Father himself or not. The prophets come with definite signs and fulfill many prophecies about their coming. God does it this way, so everyone can be sure that the person who claims to be the expected one is true and chosen. Otherwise, many will come in their name and deceive many. It has been done this way, so only the true one will be recognized by the elects. Moad. This means that there is a last day of judgment when the good people will be separated from the bad. This also will happen when the original energy which was generated to create this universe is consumed. Then all will be dissolved into its original form, and those who have reached pure consciousness or higher consciousness will enter heaven, pure consciousness. And those who have lagged behind will have to wait until the next generation, creation. They will then have to struggle again for cores of years for their salvation, because they have lost the opportunity that was given to them in this creation to reach pure consciousness. That is why this life is an opportunity, especially for humans, to reach pure consciousness. Otherwise, who knows when another chance will be given to them. Also, every day and every moment is the time of judgment, and the human actions create karma, the law of action and reaction, or judgment, and man reaps what he sows. Three other concepts in Islam will briefly be explained below. It is believed by Muslims, followers of Islam, that Muhammad was the last prophet. They refer to a verse in the Quran that contains a word which has two different pronunciations, each with a different meaning. It can be pronounced Khatam, the last, the end, or Khatam, the seal. The true meaning of this word has been the subject of dispute for centuries. Some say it is Khatam, so Prophet Muhammad was the last prophet. Some say Khatam, so he was the seal of the prophets, but they do not give an explanation as to why he was the seal. However, in truth, the word can be pronounced in both ways, and both meanings are correct. Prophet Muhammad brought the highest spiritual realization for humanity, to be surrendered and submissive to the Lord. So there will not be any higher realization brought to humanity. For more detail, read Revelation of the Revelation. So from this point of view, he is the last prophet, the Khatam of the prophets. Also, as it has been shown in the greatest sign, the sign of Islam, is at the very top. Therefore, it is the seal in the plan of the Lord, and Prophet Muhammad is the seal of the prophets, Khatam of the prophets. The problem is that the human wants to narrow God's works into one aspect or dimension. But God's words and actions are multidimensional. That is where the misunderstanding starts. You cannot narrow the expanded work of the Lord to the small understanding of man. To know Him and His words requires bringing yourself to His expanded level. This endeavor of man to narrow the works of the Lord is another reason for human sufferings. Another concept in Islam is the word jihad, which is loosely translated as holy war. The true meaning of jihad, however, is internal and external struggle to establish truth and holiness. Its meaning is the same as the tone of the Bhagavad Gita with its warrior Arjuna, who should internally and externally struggle and overcome the obstacles toward his perfection. In fact, only those who internally and externally struggle all their lives are the ones who can declare a holy war. Otherwise, holy wars can be misused by those who have narrow interests and manipulate the emotions of the people toward their religions for their own selfish ends. We'll go ahead and stop there. There's only about a minute or two left. So that was the seal of Islam. And Salam, everyone.